Blog Talk Radio.
Going into 2020,
2022. And the theme for 2022, divine healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. We got a lot of people confused. A lot of people on alcohol and drugs. People are demon worshiping. Even our young folks on the Ouija board, PlayStation, and all of that. They just, the day, went into a school in Chicago. Kids had two guns. What kids doing with guns at the school? They going to be educated. I'm going to say this to you. If you got to meet your fantasy, go to my website, GovCedAbraham.com. I need 27 people. It's a vision. I'm going to plant a seed all next month, next year. You can't be God's blessing. I want somebody to know what I'm saying. You can't be God giving. And whatever you think, God can give it to you. And I want to say to you tonight, let me get ready to go into 2022, because 21 is over. Get ready for change. Get ready for those of you. I want to say God bless you, Brother Gibson, down in Alabama. God bless you tonight. Graduated. God bless you tonight. Thank you for the call. I want to say this before I get started in the service tonight. I'm going to share some things with you tonight. I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you tonight. I want you to get ready and receive what God can give you. I don't know what he's going to give you, but God got something. Tonight we're doing with visions and dreams. Vision, dream. Dream means something. Vision is what you see. So I got a vision. You ain't got to be asleep to get a vision. But a dream comes when you close your eyes. When you close your eyes, where you go? You wake up, you refresh. You know, you got to understand, I had one preacher come to me and he was down Baton Rouge. The bishop, I can't sleep. And I prayed for him. And I prophesied where he couldn't sleep. When you do so much evil, you can't sleep. You can't rest. Everything the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. I want you to get ready tonight, and I want to play a little of this hymn for you that had a problem, because 2022 is going to be, I'm going to say it again, 2022 is divine healing. Somebody asked you, what you want 2022, told me that 2022 is divine healing, and divine healing come from God. I just want to let you know that. So get ready. And I want to say to you, those that having problems, financial problem, I want to say this to you. You can't be God-given. Whatever you heal, you're back to you. Your healing, your deliverance. Take down, President Bill, and turn over. See, he said, if you will speak to everything being all right. And he said, I want you to understand this. In Luke 6:38, take down precedent. He said, I give to you. And whatever the devil is trying to take from you, God's going to give it to you. God, Father God, touch finance for everybody tonight. Those that are getting home, those that are trying to get jobs. Those that come together, a great job. God, we ask you, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, Almighty God, touch, heal, and deliver. Somebody tonight need a word. Somebody tonight need deliverance. Somebody need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, God will make a way for the pay the rent to come over. God will make a way for you with the money coming. And I release it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Right now, we're in church now. We're in meditation. We're praying. This is what I want to say to you as we get started. Don't bother, don't fuss. I want to tell you, if you got need to plant a seed, go to my website, theseedabraham.com. Bam, do that. God will do the rest. But what I'm saying to you tonight, we're talking about vision, dreams. Your vision and your dream. I see you got your hands up for visions and dreams. Okay. And I'm gonna tune them in that want vision and dream. If you got a vision, you got a dream. A vision is what God show you. Dream is what you get. Sometimes your ancestors come to you, your mama, your daddy, people that passed, your grandmother, they come to you. And they come to you to tell you something. I say. And the rest of this week, I'm doing visions and dreams. If you got a vision, write it down. If you had a dream, write it down. Times, you got to wait to God, find somebody to get the answer. See, when the king, no good handwriting on the wall, had to go get Daniel. Daniel was in jail. They went and got Daniel, the dungeon. Daniel said, King, you're wanted. Death is coming on this kingdom because you ain't right. Using God tools unholy. So tonight, I see three hands up right now. And I'm going to deal with them that have called me. And if you got a dream that you want to interpret, press one on your phone and your hand will come up. Young man called me today. I was kind of busy. He gave me his prophecy. I told him what it was. And I'm going to share it. He's back on the line now. Brother John, all the way in Boston. God bless you tonight, Brother John. Thank you. I know what you told me. John, I want to tell you. You say your mother keeps sitting by your bedside. You don't know why she's sitting there. She's sitting there, John, because of your lifestyle and what you finna do. She don't want you to get married because she wants you to finish your career and get your medical degree. And she had love for you. Now, I want to say this to you. Now, you had told me the situation. You said a girl got six babies and none of them yours. Okay. I want to tell you, where's the baby daddies? That's six daddies. But where's that at? Now, I want to say to you, you don't stop your career for somebody else's children. You know, you've been career. If the young lady wants to wait on you, you know, I believe there's some witchcraft going on anyway. I think you're under a spell. I think you've been eating the wrong thing or drinking the wrong thing. You all crossed up. That's why your mother keeps coming to you. And the hospital said, you don't need to get married. You need to wait and talk to some of the elders of your family and see what's going on with you. I want to say this, John. I want you to read Psalms 37. I want you to read Psalms 37, 35. And I want to tell you, set a glass of water up and put your mother's name on that water and call me back and tell me what you drink, because something ain't right. Fell in love and want to quit college and finish your medical degree over a woman when this is your life for everybody. Now, it's all right, the girl got six kids. Have you asked her, where is the six kids' daddy at? Okay? Some of these men, they jump into something and they don't know. But if you have a long talk with the young lady, and ask her and then make a decision. If you want to marry her, your mother going to start coming to you. But long as you that messing with her, she going to come till you make a commitment to finish and get your doctor's degree, get your medical degree, and do what you're supposed to do. Ashe, ashe. Now, you read them scriptures. In 3 days, call me on my phone where I can tell you what I see. You all right with that? Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Don't rush into nothing. Wait and see what God said in the spirit. You were concerned. That's why you called me, telling you if your mother keep appearing, it's something, and that's the only thing that I see that's got you blocked right now. I say. Thank you. Now, I want to tell you tonight, vision the dreams. If you got a vision, you got a dream. He had a dream. But if you got a vision, press one. And a vision, let me tell you, y'all might not know the difference. A dream, you lay down and go to sleep in your dream. Dream about something you're doing. One lady called me. She had a dream that she wanted to go to California from Atlanta, Georgia. And she kept dreaming about the plane. She had the ticket. And she called me and said, Bishop, what do you think? I said, don't go. She said, but I got the ticket. Don't go. Now, because she didn't go, she didn't catch the COVID. Because on this particular plane, lots of people didn't have the mask on. And they were arguing and fighting on there. You don't need to be around a bunch of people. Put your mask on because they don't know what they're doing. Some of them lie and say, I got vaccinated and I didn't got my shot. And they lying. Some of the football players, basketball players. Right now, the Chicago Bulls, they all quarantined. And some of the Bears football team, they quarantined because they got the virus. If they had been wearing the mask and taking the shot, some of them say they was doing it, but I think they lying. Yeah. But see, it all come out. It all come out. That's what that is. So get ready for a breakthrough tonight. If you got a vision, I want to tell you about it. If you had a dream, and that you can't figure what that dream is, if you can't figure what that dream is, in prayer, we will deal with the dream and tell you what the dream means, okay? So get ready tonight for the dream. We're talking about visions and dreams all this week. Going into 2022, I got my prophecy, Brother Jerry, prophecy book. I want to give you the prophecy. Now, one of my prophecies was, in the Midwest, that's Chicago, that's Illinois, that's Michigan, that's Minnesota, that's Indiana, all up Milwaukee, all that would be blizzard next year. It ain't going to last long. We're going to have floods in the south and freezing rain, highways like glass. Now, you can go to the bank on this. This is what's going to happen. I say. Now, that's some of the prophecy. If you want the prophecy book, call me. I'll get it to you. I got a book you need on your shelf, The Miracles of Jesus. And if you order that book or you call me and get it, I'll write something personal in the book for you. Now, I want to tell you tonight, a lot of people ain't going to be here in 2022. They're going out of here. So I'm telling you, you got to stay prayerful and anointed with the Holy Ghost. Now, what I'm saying tonight, I'm talking about your vision and your dream. The vision might be something you need to do. God is carrying you. The dream is your ancestor coming, trying to tell you what you need to do or what you need to do for a long life. See, everybody wants something now. Kids shooting and killing, that's rain. The spirit come to me the divine healing, because the evil in 2020, the devil got loose. When 2020, all hell broke loose, and demons is getting in the church. They listen to Ouija boards. They got all this electronic equipment. They get on the phone and text that we're gonna be at Walgreens. 10,000 people show up. That's what they using the phone for evil purposes, because demons have got in the minds of our children. You bought them Playbox, Xbox, all that different stuff. You done bought them, and they ain't going to school, and all this other stuff going on. And you got to understand that's witchcraft. And they taking, they doing stuff, and they define you, and the government let all the guns in the neighborhood. Ain't trying to stop the guards. So kids got guns here in Chicago. Check on the school with two guns in the locker. And right there in Michigan, they take the lockers down. They don't need no lockers. They need no pack back, no pack bag, what they call it, what they wear in the backpack. They put guns, dope, and everything else in the backpack. It's a bad situation with these youth. And where's the parents? Where's the mother and the daddy? The mother and daddy ain't nowhere around. You see what I'm saying? This is what's going on. What I'm telling you, this is witchcraft, baby. This is evil. And you can, let me play a little of this hymn. Maybe wake you up. Mama and daddy should be responsible. If you got a dog right now, your dog bite somebody, they're coming at the owner. And these children is running the street, they coming to school, and I want to say what happened in Michigan. The mama and the daddy said, we don't want the kid, let it stay at school. They should have made that boy go home. He had a gun in the backpack. This is kind of evil going on with our youth. I say, telling you, get ready for a change in 2022. All this is going to change around. God is still in control. Thank you, kind spirit. I just want you to know that. Get ready. Now, I'm waiting on another hand up. Well, I got a hand up. Yes, young lady. Well, that dream that you just had, that means that you're going to go into the ministry. God gonna make you a great missionary or something. That's the vision you keep getting. And your grandmother keep coming with the Bible. That means that you got to do some changing in your life. I say. So that's what that is. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, this is the last month in the year. Jesus is the reason for the season. So you get ready for God to do something special for you tonight. Now, if you got a dream, raise your hand up. If you want me to tell you your dream and your vision, if you don't want it, that's all right. I'm giving that to you. Okay, that's what that's for. I'm waiting for somebody else to get their hand up. Let's play a little something. Somebody get their hand up.
Dream, but you got a dream that you want to interpret. Call the number. Press one on your phone and your hand up. Look, this is the last month in the year. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and going in the right direction. I don't think some of you messed up, crossed up. Man got to cross up, woman got to cross up, but you call it love. Tonight I come to tell you, your ancestors know what's going on with you. I come to pray for you, to motivate you, to stimulate you tonight, to take you to the next level. I want you to understand that God got something for you, and God will make it for you. I don't think you get ready for God to do that. I say, I've answered it. I'm proud of you, Sister Barbara. I'm proud for you. Regina, God bless you. I see what you're called. I want to tell you all as well. I want you to get ready for a big 22. 2022, our subject for 2022, our theme is divine healing, the mind, soul, and body. So many minds are messed up out of young folks. So many people caught up on dope and drugs. So many people running con games and get robbed and even trying to take. So many minds are divine healing. Healing out of young folks. And in order to get them to survive, Hebrews 11:1 now faces this first thing. Okay. Get back on your channel. Get back on what God wants you to should have existed. Thank you, Sister Bill. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hope you have a good time and invest the money. Call me to the deficit. That's the financial situation. Call me to the deficit. Thank you, God.
I see your text when you make your text. Now, you're asking, you want to know when you make it, and I was dreaming that the school's gonna catch on fire. Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. you have a bad dream about the school, something going to happen in that school, maybe you need to transfer to another school that you ain't dreaming about the school every day, every night or something. Okay, but you've been dreaming about something going on in that school for about a week now. Now, I want to say to you, talk to your parents. Tell them that you want to move on to a different school. Is that all right? Now, that means that it's something that you're picking up that's going to happen and keep coming to you. That means that you got a prophetic gift, you got a clairvoyant gift, and something you're able to pick up that something ain't right there for you. So for you not to get involved, you go on to this semester whenever you check, you find one that you want to go to, and you do that. Is that all right? Okay, that's good. Now, I want to tell you this tonight. All that the devil stole from you, from your grandmother, from your family, we want to take back all that can stole your mind, your language, and you can't hold back. Yeah, we all been in slavery. We all come from that mentality. We all been dealing with white supremacy and racism. God, you turn all that stuff around. You ain't got to hold on to that because with God, you're a new creature. With God, you're a new man. See, when you get the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you become a new creature. Cancer gone. High blood, all that's gone. Why it's gone? Because you are the body of Christ. And if you're the body of Christ, you straight. You're healed. You have to have faith to claim it. Claim your healing. Claim your faith. Know whatever you want, God will get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You ask God, he'll give it to you. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, the young lady that she had a dream, this is about dream and vision. If you got a vision is something you just sit up and see it. Dream, you go to sleep and you dream about it. And if you ain't dreaming, you know, it might be something wrong. Everybody have dreams and visions. When you have dreams and visions, it brings you something. Now, I want to say this tonight. All that was stole from your grandmother, your great-grandmother, 10 generations, you are the one to inherit it. You are the one to get back what they stole. God bless you tonight, Ashe Ashe. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. You have to say, Bishop, what do I need? You need deliverance. You need a clear mind. You need to understand it's witchcraft and witches and warlocks and evil out here. Now, our children are being took over. They got the Ouija board, PlayStation 1 and 2. They busted a little boy here in Chicago. He was jacking cars, 13 years old. Police said, how you learn how to drive? On PlayStation. He got to know he learned how to drive on the computer. He learned how to shoot on the computer because the parents put him in there with PlayStation, they gone. Ain't no reason that a kid 13, 14 out in the street at 1 and 2 o'clock shooting at the police. The police kill him. Oh, my son! What you hollering about? You done abandoned him already. Where are the night? Where's your children? Where's your son? Where's your daughter? Is they on dope? Is they dealing dope? They run around with new cars. And they bring all kind of stole clothes. They after the snatch and grab, and the parents don't say nothing, and the law ain't saying nothing to the parents. The law should be talking. So when they get them, call the mama. I'm gonna lock the mama and daddy up. If it ain't no daddy, if he's in prison, I'm going to lock the mama up. When the mama started getting locked up, them children are going to fly right. But as long as they arrest them and let them go, they're going to continue to do that. Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. We're going into 2022. Got to be the judge. Now, Chicago Police Department and the mayor is not doing their job. It's a law on the book that you can't have your window darkened. And all these cars right now, they got their windows black. You can't see in them. The boy that shot the man down in Chinatown, he had a pistol in, laying on the seat, and the police stopped him. They couldn't look in the car. The chief of police, enforced the law. Somebody called down there and said, enforce the law. I'm going to write a letter to the mayor and the chief. So how come y'all not enforcing the law? Back in the day, it was a law made that you did not color your windows, darken your windows. That's why so much of crime going on. They got shotguns in the car. They run up to you and shoot because ain't nobody looking at them. This is the evil that's going on in 2021. I told you, get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for a door open for you. Get ready. Hold up. Something happened.
God opened that door for you quick, fast,
and it hurt. Now, what I want to say to you,
I want you to put on your mind what you want.
Now, this is what I want you to read.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 13, and Genesis 17.
God, in Genesis 12 and 3, I'm going to bless you, and 17, he changed the name Abraham, I made you father of the nation.
Whatever you need, God, I'm going to bless you.
Abraham, we are the seed of Abraham, blessing our favor.
You got to walk in favor.
I claim tonight your healing. Tonight I claim your financial blessing. Now I want you to send for the financial covenant.
And the name that I put, Master Musa,
the richest black man in the world.
I know y'all didn't know about him.
Read up on him.
You'll know how God blessed him and God will bless you the same way.
Matthew 6:16, seek first the kingdom of God.
That means a much right woman needs a much right man, and a much right woman needs a much right woman.
My vision is all is well.
My vision is you're going to get healed and delivered. God said it, and I believe it.
If God said it's going to happen quick, fast, bam, it'll hurt.
I'm just praying that you can make it.
2022.
Lots of men ain't going to make it.
But if you stay in divine will of God,
You ain't got to run by me. All you got to say, God, watch over me.
When you lay down tonight, praise him. When you get up, praise him.
And you'll be a blessing to somebody.
Somebody want to hear what you said.
Somebody want to hear what you're going to say.
And the word that God give you.
God got a word for you.
You got to wait Psalm 98 right now.
And Psalm 14.
God just gave me that. I don't know what it said. But as you read it,
it's going to be a blessing to you.
As you read it, it's going to open doors for you.
So you get ready. What I'm going to say to you tonight,
all that the devil stole, in the name of Almighty God,
I take back
what he's stole from these people.
Glory, hallelujah, God good. Now I will tell you.
This is, you got a vision.
Ray James. You got a dream. You got to interpret Ray James. Now, if you ain't got no dream, no vision, no Ray James. When you touch the one on your phone,
your hand gonna go up. Thank you.
Let's take back what the devil stole.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back to the devil. No.
Tonight, as we get ready to cross over into 2022, have your mind made up what you want God to do for you. I claim your healing and your deliverance tonight in all confusion We send it to the pits of hell, and we stand in the power of God tonight.
If you're in the Houston area, you're in Monroe, you're in Texas, you're right close to Hershey in Houston, Texas, you can go and get a Columbus team out. Get a clean your colon out, take cancer out of your breast, cancer out of your womb, and out of your prostate, men, to help you. So call Dr. Bottom, call Bright Spot. Call me, I'll get you the number to call them. And the sister walk in Hammond, there's sweet balls and all kind of healing herbs. And I want to give them a shout out for 2022, but I'm be working with people that's in business. I've married and married a cake shop. It's going to grow. And Sister Death has been helping so many people. Bright Sky has been helping so many people. And Mother Barbara, Dr. Barbara, down here is helping so many folks. I want you to get ready for 2022 to be a breakthrough for you. The theme for 2022 is divine healing. And divine healing is from God. We're praying for the people that's in Illinois, down in Illinois, got here, those in Oklahoma, some of them down in Utah, and some was in Missouri, and some was in Kentucky. We're praying for that whole family in Kentucky. I want to tell them that no sorrow, only for heaven cannot hear. The mayor was crying, the governor was crying, the mayor of the city, the governor of the state was crying. But I want to say to y'all, God is in control. Let go, let God. Now I'm back now for the dream. I got the dream. I tell you your dream. You were telling me what you dream. That means that it's time for you to go to the next level. I want to pray. I got your dream. Pat, I got your dream. You dream, you ask for it. You know that they're around you, they're with you. I feel good energy coming up here in the astro. I feel that 2022, 2020, we got to, what do I want to say? We need to know that, lead ourselves. You got to, know yourself and where you're supposed to be. I plan tonight for me to get ready to meet you tonight, special for dreams and visions. They all mean something. You got nobody in church. You got a dream, got a vision. And I want you to know where to go with your dream and your vision, where you need to go with to get what you need with. Just on this night, to get the dream and vision. Your vision will change for 2022, maybe, and moving death, spirit. I call it road after. I want them to go to people covenant letter to you. The divine healing, human healing, divine healing. All the gods of the world will be healed. I want you to get ready, and get ready as I give you. You can call me. That's 708-5-2-0-3-7-2. That's the divine. Now, on Monday night, we'll be programming. So I'll be programming. But tonight, we're doing visions and dreams. Whatever your vision, whatever your dream, we're going to talk about visions and dreams. We use Sinelli. Sinelli, I'm for you. Your dream, that you dream something else, stay in the same place. And I want to tell you, Mother Barbara, your dream that your husband comes, very pleased with how you conducting your business, I shall say. Super fun. You don't all do it. And you just the same. You have a dream. I feel this. You need to really pick up what they're saying. Same like you six best. Stuff that you want to get. Not to get. It's going to be good for you. I see a new business open up for you, Cam. Smart, but I see a new business for you. I want to show you my reach. So open up for you. So open up for you. That's no sorrow on earth cannot again. I'm praying for you. Hope for the Father. Hope for the family. That's no sorrow on earth for heaven to my ear. And hope I want to pray for the prayer of God and reestablish you. Cecil and Joe and the family, all is real. If you got a dream, a vision, Jerry, call me. Give me the dream. The first one on the phone. Give me the dream. I get busy. What the dream is. What the dream is. How the dream will be a blessing for you. How the dream will be a blessing for you. I say. So I want you to get ready for that. As I talk tonight about vision and dreams. Talking. This is a dream all the rest of the week, and I want you to get a God. Maybe that's a clue. William, I'm talking to Ethan family, this family, the Daniel family, this is the family. Charlie Tucker.
Let you know, those that claim with visions and dreams, and those asking what's going on with you. And one of the things going on, you got to make up your mind that you want God to do something for you. Now, this is where I want you to read Revelation 22 and 1, Proverbs 4 and 22, 5. God going to make a change. 2022 going to be an uptick for you. It means that God's going to bring new vision and new dreams. You say, well, I'm all right. No, you're not all right. God wants you to begin to work and bring people together. Well, you worry about the virus. 2022, it'll be gone. Just like it popped up, it's going away. Evil have been in the land. The spirit of Abaddon, the death angel. Revelation, if you don't believe it, read Revelation chapter 12. When you read Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the devil, kicked him out of the heavenly realm. Where he at? He's in the earth realm. That's why so much going on in the earth realm. So much happening in the earth realm. And I want to tell you, only you, that cancer, high blood, all that stuff is the gift. All that stuff. Tell you to them. Jesus went to the mountain and sat down, Jerry, and everybody came, the lame, the blind, the sick. They all was healed. And after Jesus healed them, he said, well, we got to feed these people. What I'm trying to tell you, in 2022, if man come back to God, if the preachers stop preaching and start preaching healing and salvation, God will bring us back around. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God going to do something.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great chapel meeting in the parliament.